My name is Gary Myers, and I've been at the University of Rochester off and on since 1971. I came right out of training at the Children's Hospital in Boston to Rochester because a colleague of mine in training had already come the previous year. At that time, the child neurology was in the Department of Pediatrics, and there were three of us, Dr. Frederick Horner, Dr. David Van Dyke, and myself. Another colleague of mine, Dr. Moxley, followed me to Rochester a few years later. At that time, the department was quite small of neurology as well as pediatrics, and in addition to the clinical activities that we carried out and teaching, I got involved in a research project due to an outbreak of methylmercury poisoning in Iraq. One of the adult neurologists, Dr. David Marsh, and I carried out the clinical part of the study over several years, going back and forth about twice a year for approximately 5 years. That study led to an interesting, or what we thought was a very interesting possibility, namely that there might be enough mercury in fish that it could affect the fetus. Subsequently, we looked around the world to try to find a place to do this, a study of people who were actually eating fish, because the poisoning in Iraq was not from fish. For a variety of reasons, I left the University of Rochester in about 1978 and went to the University of Alabama. But the research group here continued to stay in touch, and in 1989 they asked me if I would go to the Seychelles and carry out the initial study, enrolling a cohort of children. For a number of reasons, I thought that was a good idea, and so I left the University of Alabama at that time and went to Seychelles for a year and enrolled our first cohort in the Seychelles Child Development Study. The group here had found NIH funding, and that was the start of what has become a 30-year study in the Seychelles. Following my year in Seychelles, I returned to Rochester and became a part of the child neurology group again. It was a small group even at that time. Dr. Leon Epstein was here along with two or three other child neurologists. And so I joined that group, and then a number of them left, and for a period of time it was just myself and one or two other people. Dr. Griggs was the chair at that time, and he was very gracious about welcoming me back to the department. And it was great to be back with Dr. Griggs and Dr. Moxley, who were longtime colleagues. I continued to take part in the child development study, and that provided me with an opportunity to learn a great deal about a variety of topics, including toxicology, biostatistics, epidemiology, and unfortunately politics and how it affects science. But probably the highlight for me in the last few years has been the opportunity to work with Dr. Mink to develop a child neurology training program, and the opportunity within that program to work with a group of really outstanding young investigators and clinicians, both present and past. It's one of the unique things about Rochester to have the opportunity to collaborate so much with so many different groups, and I've enjoyed it greatly.